In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30. All systems are attend.
Talk to me, Progmeister.
Oh, I've just been sent just the most epic concept album I think ever.
See, who is it for a start?
Dream Theater. They're coming in to talk to me tomorrow.
Are they?
They are.
But they can't wait.
Yeah.
What is... Right, I've had this conversation before. What is a concept album? Surely a song is a song. The song is a concept. Everything's a concept album then, surely.
Yeah, but a song individually is conceptual unto itself, but when you string a bunch of them together, they're not.
What are they then?
I don't know what the word for it is.
Okay. But what is prog then?
What is... Oh, jeez. Really? Really?
Can you do it?
Well, in its most simplistic description...
Come on, before we fall asleep.
Strange time signatures. Songs about things that aren't love, pretty much. It's not about love. If it has elves and gnomes and wizards and things, it's probably prog.
Okay. You don't get ballads in prog then?
You do, but it might be about an elf.
Okay. Do you get fun in prog? You have fun?
That's an interesting question, actually. I have had... If you've ever seen Neil Morse or Spock's Beard or Transatlantic, they do have fun on stage, but the music is not particularly goofy.
So what I'm getting at is you wouldn't get a Rush gig or a Dream Theatre gig with the nasty habits that Motley Crue used, those backing scenes. You wouldn't get sort of dwarves that would breathe fire and
No, with Rush and Dream Theatre, you get orchestras.
Wow, this concept album sounds like music for libraries.
It's going to be amazing. They're putting it on at the Palladium, and now I understand why. It kind of dictates you be in a theater.
Mm. Didn't Ian Anderson do the rock opera thing first?
I don't know if it was first. I mean, there have been lots of them. Do you have a favorite one?
Do I have a favorite? Tommy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's the obvious one. Rock opera. No. The Opera House in Blackpool, that does lots of rock.
We're not talking about opera houses, dude.
I'm not familiar with concepts.
Yeah, I'm partial to the Royal Opera House myself.
Absolutely. I tell you, someone who does like a bit of opera.
Who's that?
David Coverdale. David Coverdale does like, I do like some classical music. I'm going to go now and let you do your thing. By the way, the ride to Rockstock is at 18,933 pence.
You're joking.
Pounds.
We can't get it to 19,000 like right now?
Well, no, it's a bit late now. I'm going. We'll do it. Don't worry. There's no target, but the way they're going, we'll be at 20,000 by the weekend.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook, or Twitter.